expecting to see from Cody on kickoffs?
Well, I mean, he only had the one rep there, but obviously I think it was in the San Francisco game. And he took it up in their heart. It just depends on how many we're going to get. You know, I mean, again, it's that whole what's everybody's philosophy going to be? Are they going to try to just kick it out, or are they going to try to get some field position for their defense? So we'll see exactly what happens there. But we're comfortable with him. He's been back there and practiced quite a bit, and, we're excited to see him.
Coach, did Riley Dixon's performance in the fourth preseason game shake your confidence?
No, because, you know, we basically were doing some certain types of kicks that we asked him to do. Obviously, I don't think he's as prepared for those as most young punters aren't at that time. I think we're in the right place with him. It's always – you're always going to be a little bit I don't know the word to say, but I think you're going to be a little bit apprehensive with young guys all the time. But we think he's got a real bright future in the league, and that's why we made the decision that we did.
What's a fair learning curve for him time-wise?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, what's a fair learning curve for any young player in the league? You know, I mean, I don't think it's different for a punter or a kicker. It shouldn't be, but I know it is. So we want to get him up to speed as fast as possible. We want to get him to that performance that he had against the Rams that really got him the job. So we got to get that going.
You're expecting him Thursday to kind of go back to what he had been doing in the previous contest?
That's the plan. We want to get him right where he was in the Rams game, which we thought was a real winning performance.
Is the reason why it takes young punters is because they have to have more tools in the bag, so to speak? Is more they have to learn more kicks, and in college you're just kind of booming them, or inside the 20?
Yeah, excuse me. For the most part, it's I would say, Mike, that it's probably more so, the protection's different, the formation's different. In college, it's a different formation. You see those kind of crazy formations, and they don't have to worry about getting the ball off fast. They don't have to worry about certain things here that they have to. But you're right about the actual, you know, you want to have all those clubs in your bag, and sometimes younger guys don't have those yet. But he's been working on them, and, we feel comfortable with them.
Between the snap and the hold, new snapper, new holder, how is everything on place kicks coming along?
I think it's been good. I didn't see a problem, you know, with the miss the other day with the hold. We got to make all those kicks, and I think Brandon will, when the lights come on. He had a great day out of practice today.
Did anything change with his technique year over year, or did anything change at all with him?
Who's that, Brandon?
No,
I don't think so. You know, I mean, it's hard to do what he did at the end of the year. I mean, you make 10 kicks in a row in those pressure-packed situations, that's hard to do. So, you know, I think everybody kind of got, you know, oh, wow, this is great. Well, it's not like that all the time. I mean, Adam Vinatieri, I've seen him miss a couple kicks. So, you know, we just want to make sure they're the right ones. We want to make sure those are the ones in preseason that don't count and the ones that this Thursday night count.
You've talked about Kayvon and his growth a lot. What did it mean to you to see him get the captain?
So proud because, at this time, and he knows this, at this time last year, there were some questions, you know, about Kayvon, but he answered every question and answered it well. And, you know, to see a guy pull that leadership up and become the player he is and become the kind of guy he is in the locker room, it's nice to see.
Bring Khalid back in, what are you expecting from him this year, and where do you kind of look for growth with him?
Well, you know, he's on the practice squad, so, you know, we want to see him catch punts and do those things in practice. I think he got a little dead-legged towards the end, got a little tired, and, now hopefully he's going to not have 1,000 reps a day, and we'll see some more juice out of him and see what happens. You know, that's those practice squad guys are always week to week, so we're going to see how that goes.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.